This is Twit.
Samsung announced that it is launching a new device, a new phone, the Galaxy S20 Fan Edition, F-E. The Samsung Galaxy S20 FE on October 2nd for $699 has a polycarbonate design similar to kind of like the baseline Note 20. And, well, again, Hayato, you just got this phone not too long ago, so you've been playing around with it. What do you think?
Yeah, I got it on Friday, and I've been messing with it ever since. So if you've ever used the I guess sort of vanilla Note 20, the one with the polycarbonate backing, it's basically exactly the same on this. So I think the knee jerk reaction for a lot of people is they hear the word plastic and they just think that's going to be a cheap feeling phone. They don't want it. But yes, it is plastic, but it's a very solid, sturdy feeling plastic, just like the Note 20. It doesn't creak when you put pressure on it. It's not flexing. It doesn't feel cheap to me anyway. So I wouldn't really view that as a negative. And in fact, one of the other hardware changes from the other S20 models that I view as a big positive is the flat screen. So there's no curvature on the sides. It's again, just like the Note 20. Those are really the two major changes that they've made to bring the cost of this phone down. But I think the best part of this phone is that other than those two factors, this really feels like any other S20. It's got the same specs as the rest of the S20 line. It's got this basically the same cameras. It has the exact same software. It's just a fantastic device. I mean, if you like the S20 or any of the other models like the Plus or the Ultra, you're gonna like the FE, I think. And it's retailing for $700, which is already $300 cheaper than the other cheapest S20 model. But right now, like Amazon, Best Buy, B&H, everybody is selling it for already $100 off before it even launches. So right now you can get it for $600. It's a really, really great deal. I mean, if you like the S20 series, there's not much to dislike about this phone.
Not to mention, worth reminding that if you're going from a Samsung to a Samsung, so say you were going to go for this and you have an older device, they do some pretty killer trade-ins. They give you good value for your trade-in if you're trading in a Samsung device for a new one. So you could probably get that price a lot lower even. And it's very interesting, because tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about after the upcoming ad, we're going to talk about the Google Pixel hardware event. And as far as I can tell, anyways, based on what we think we know, the price of this is pretty comparable, if not identical, to the price of Google's next flagship, the Pixel 5. And so the comparison between the two is kind of interesting as well. Like I saw an article, of course, it was on Sam Mobile, and they are big time Samsung fans over there. But they were comparing it to the OnePlus and saying this is decimating, the OnePlus market position. I don't know if you could go that far, but what do you think? Like, this has been a big year and a half for kind of mid-range priced phones. $400 all the way up through $800 is a lot of competition in that price range, and it's all really good. A lot of it's really good. Like, how do you think this fits in? Like, pretty tailor-made for that category right now compared to everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hope it doesn't decimate the OnePlus market
yes,
spot because I really like OnePlus phones, but it is a really well-priced device. I mean, you're putting it against the OnePlus 8, the upcoming Pixel 5. It's sort of fitting right in that line of these affordable flagship phones that offer pretty much everything that you would get in a $1,000+ phone that are, maybe they're missing one feature like a glass or metal back or whatever the case may be. This gives you, again, this basically identical experience to Samsung's $1,000 phones for several hundred dollars less. So, yeah. I've used the OnePlus 8. That was my main phone for quite a few months. I'm assuming I'm probably going to be using the Pixel 5 quite a bit in the coming months. And so far, I mean, this I've only had it since Friday. So I think it's been about 4 or 5 days now, but it's really felt like a basically zero compromise device. So, for this kind of price, it's really, really aggressive. And I do think companies like Google and OnePlus are going to have to really make their next phones kind of a hit to really compete. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the next, I mean, I was going to say the next battleground is the mid-range, but it's been, that's the story of this year. Jason, you're talking about we're getting close to the year end. Yeah, that's the story of this year, is the emergence of the mid-range as the battleground amongst all these companies. Realizing that these, you know, $1,000 flagship phones, this was happening before the pandemic hit and before, you know, times got tough and people had to watch what they were spending. And I said it for years now, is that there's so many more potential customers in the mid-range who can afford a more moderately priced phone. And I just have to laugh at this, because it's funny, because, you know, to hear, you know, kind of the positive response to this phone, that's great. It's still $700.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is top tier phones used to cost.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a $350 device. It's a $700 device. But even then, can Samsung take this and then make an even cheaper device? That's what I'm kind of curious about. But it is interesting to see when Samsung comes closer to the mid range where they net out, because the device is, you know, like you said, a no compromise phone, and you are paying for that. I would expect for $700 to have a no compromises. So
yeah, I mean. I guess I'm thinking sort of optimistically, but I'm hoping what this will do with, say, a company like OnePlus is force them to sort of bring more of their high-end features from, say, the OnePlus 8 Pro to, I guess, maybe the upcoming 8T or some kind of subsequent model. Because really, looking at the OnePlus 8 versus the S20 FE, with Samsung's phone, you're getting things like water resistance, actually like IP-certified water resistance that the OnePlus 8 doesn't have. You get wireless charging that the OnePlus 8 doesn't have. And I haven't had a chance to test out the cameras quite yet, but I'm assuming they're going to be very similar to the rest of the S20 lineup, which was very comparable to the OnePlus 8's cameras or even the OnePlus 8 Pros. So, I mean, maybe this will force other manufacturers to really bring their prices back down. But I mean, at the same time, maybe not, because it seems like everybody's doing really well selling these expensive phones. Yeah. We just talked about a $2,000 phone a few minutes ago.
Yep. Indeed. And also, before we move on, I just want to say that, like, the effectiveness of these new polycarbonate designs, like, I feel like there was a time, and I totally fall into this camp, as we transitioned into glass front, glass back, and I was wowed and definitely allured into this, like, glass sandwich design, where I saw plastic design as the kind of, you know, the ante. Be like, that's the design that I don't want, because that feels cheap and it's just not the same, it's not elegant and blah blah blah. And I feel like now we're moving into a moment where, and I don't know if they've just learned a lot about it or if it's new approaches, new techniques with these polycarbonate designs, but now, I mean, a lot of times the polycarbonate actually feels just like the glass and it looks just like it. It's that unibody approach. So they've really come a long way in creating something that still feels elegant, even though it is plastic. And, you know, there's a lot of people who have stuck with plastic from the beginning. They've got to be really happy right now, because not only do they get the durability of plastic, they also get an even more elevated kind of design approach the plastic is doing.
Like, the return of plastic is definitely not a trend that I expected to see in 2020, but I do like that it's less fragile than glass. And I mean, it seems like it's not just Samsung doing it. I mean, we're expecting, if the rumors are true, it looks like the Pixel 5 might actually have a plastic back too. So I mean, it's becoming more commonplace again. And it's, I mean, you're still not getting like removable backings or anything like that. I don't think it's ever really coming back to the mainstream, but it is weird to see, I guess, this return to it, but I really like these new plastic phones. I don't know if I prefer them over glass or even aluminum phones, but they feel, I would say, pretty much just as good. I mean, I don't really have any complaints with the hardware on this.
Yeah, agreed. Cool. So everybody should definitely check in on you're going to be doing a review, I imagine, sometime in the next couple of weeks at Android Central.
Yeah, I'm hoping for maybe the end of this week or early next week.
Got it. All right, everybody. Stay tuned for Hayato's review of the S20 Fan Edition.